independent inventions, or care and maintenance of mighty ideas. Allow me to explain what an idea is, how it differs from a curiosity, and why it is important. Oh yes. A curiosity is like buying a 3D printer to learn how to use it, recognizing the fact that not all futuristic inventions are simple. An idea is something that jumps out of curiosity. My best printed wallet design, for example, is mostly two layers of plastic thick, very thin. You join multiple such layers together to form the actual wallet. And thin layers of plastic means that it prints really fast. And also that you can assemble multi-pocket wallets in various combinations, where normally you can only print it standing up at one pretty annoying angle to stabilize. The importance of ideas and pursuits of curiosities is a very heavy and serious subject. Henry Cavendish comes to mind. His brilliance was ahead of everyone. He invented everything. But I will just say that you are not allowed to live your life always making somebody else happy. Often that somebody else is your job responsibilities, your parents, sometimes even your friends or people you hope to help. The reason why it is not allowed to give up your happiness is because come our final days, we have to have memories that will help us laugh at ourselves and our dumb-ass foolishness. We do not want to lay in bed regretting that we always try to make somebody else happy and never knew happiness ourselves. This story is not to make you sad. This here is a measuring stick. And you better use it often. Whoever you are, wherever you are, know that when you become happier, the whole universe becomes brighter. And know this, a wonderful person would become sad knowing that you only make others happy. And they would instead try to help you to make yourself happy first. When something makes you happy, then your happiness will also make all those worthy of happiness that much happier. Your ideas are precious. And your foolish ideas, they are a perfect ticket to joy, laughter, and yes, happiness. Write them down, make them better, and have the full certainty of knowing that they will take you far. Further than you think, in fact, for you should never underestimate an idea. I'll prove it to you with my silly yo mama joke that has no doubt been invented and reinvented countless times by others. In fact, I give them all the credit for it. I want none of it. Let me begin by giving you the joke.
Not only your mama so fat that she has other mamas tidily locked and trapped in her orbit, but those mamas have moon mamas orbiting them too.
Oh
I told myself not to laugh at this. As wonderful as this foolishness is, in my experience, most people will not be impressed. They're tidally locked. That means they're facing the big mama at the center. Until that traveling distance hits, where your mamas grab you by your mittens, and you realize what you got yourself here is one of the world's most magical paintings. Do you see what I mean? Take good care of your ideas. No matter how foolish or silly, write them down, water them a little, and wait for them to bloom. Mm-hmm. Now let me give you another example. Not silly, but not quite serious either. The best and most sane version of this here idea requires the purchase of a tiny luggage lock. They're like a dollar or less. And then threading it through the power plug of your microwave oven and throwing away the key so that you stop using the microwave and get rid of those extra calories. I see this as a diet promise for those who just signed up at the gym and are desperately seeking that tiny lifestyle change help. The other variation is mad, and I hope no one would actually do this, because this is not healthy behavior. You have to temporarily cut off the plugs from your kitchen appliances. But again, this is just a thought experiment, not to be done for real. The healthy way to change your lifestyle is to take to adventure if you need it. People that authentically care about you will understand that your happiness must come first. Obesity is early death. It does no one any good. But rather than extreme attempts at instant life change that temporarily damage your kitchen appliances, you need to start hard, fast, but go slow and strong. As soon as you can, maybe even right now, buy a large and trusty backpack. Look up what equipment you need for hiking and become a weekend warrior. Don't wait for summer or spring. Just get somewhere sunnier, where you hike with audiobooks and cheerful friends, maybe, until one day, I say, when you are ready, instead of showing up for work on Monday, you keep on walking. One beautiful example is the Appalachian Trail. Take it easy and take good care of your feet. And please, understand that the trails and the life of an adventurer is, in fact, a lifelong commitment. You won't spend much time cooking in the kitchen after you return from your first adventure, because you'll be busy preparing for your next one. In short, you have to cross every safe and beautiful trail in the world. Then do it again. You must never forget that your happiness comes first. It is like an engine for your being.
and that people who truly care about you will be that much happier in their own lives. Obesity is often rooted in long and sustained suffering. Sometimes people who cause this harm will try to cause even more just to put you back in their place. Not your place, their place. But this is your world. This is your beautiful life. This is about your happiness. And if you think you can't make it, then you will have to become a great warrior and a leader too. Finally, the last idea that I just came up with today. I've been having difficulty practicing lowbrow art. Not a big difficulty, just teeny tiny. Because the artists that I admire shouldn't dictate how to structure the faces that I paint. I didn't feel right about trying to measure beautiful faces in their works. I needed a way to make adult faces in my portraits cuter that I could call my own invention, my own rhythm or measuring instrument. And I also wanted to do something that would help my silly portraits have more complex angles and lighting. I didn't want to paint the same pose that everyone else is always painting. My initial idea was making a 3D model that I could look at from different angles. And later, just buying a stuffed toy and using that as a model. I was making progress. I could get the eyes in various angles relative to the nose. It would totally work. Here is the final idea, the one that I really like. You know how people say that we find faces of cute kittens or baby animals cute because they remind us of human babies? Yeah, so my idea is to go on an image search safari across the entire internet to find the absolutely cutest animals in the most interesting head angles and use them as a model for my adult human paintings that I want to make cuter and more interesting. So in my next lowbrow portrait, I will start by roughly marking out the positions of lips, nose, and eyes of a young kitten. And in those places, and at a similar scale, place the eyes, the nose, and the lips of the subject that I am painting. I did compare young kitten photos with placement of features in a painting by one of my favorite lowbrow artists, and it was almost an exact match. The kitten's head was too big, but you just paint a human-sized head, maybe wider, maybe with a larger forehead, but not as wide as the head of a kitten compared to their eye-nose placement. When I tested a more adult cat photo, the eyes were way too high and far too small to make a human face cuter. It would actually look more frightening. Now, this isn't just for kittens, not at all. I am just testing things at this point. I mean to try this method on all the cute creatures in the world, and I am really looking forward to all the interesting angles that I will be working on. I don't doubt that many other people had the same idea. In fact, the World Encyclopedia shows a lowbrow cat. And a lot of people would think to themselves,
"But I am not a fan of painting animals. As smart as cats are, they don't have jobs and can't pay me."
Which would bring them to say,
I guess I will just paint a human face with the same proportions.
Though many other people may giggle about momos gravitating round other momos at 2 a.m., I call it independent invention. In that I independently arrived at the same idea as they did. And that's okay. And I want to stress that all ideas have legs. There is no such thing as a small idea. It will grow.